1420 WILS. Well, the Union of Concerned Scientists hosting a panel titled Made in Michigan, A Clean Energy Future. It kicks off at 7 p.m. this evening at the Kellogg Center and in the Heritage Room that's on the first floor. The discussion focusing on how initiatives like new federal fuel efficiency and greenhouse gas emission standards can help drive clean energy in Michigan. What kind of job growth will it lead to, and what is the impact of our current standards? To talk about it and a preview of the discussion, I'm joined by Jim Cleish. He's the Clean Vehicles Research Director for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Jim, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
The current fuel efficiency standards and our schedule for increasing them, are they adequate?
Yeah, so there's actually two rounds of fuel economy standards that are going to be phased in. The first round, if you will, starts with model year 2012, so it's the vehicles that are on the lots right now, up through 2016. And then in the next week or two, we expect the government to finalize the next round of fuel efficiency standards, which will cover model years 2017 out through 2025. And in very general terms, these standards collectively are going to do is to nearly double the average new vehicle fuel efficiency from where they are today by 2025. So it's a monumental achievement.
When we talk about clean vehicles, are we talking about fully electric vehicles, or do hybrids also qualify for that title?
Certainly electrics qualify, certainly hybrids qualify, and even conventional technology vehicles, you know, vehicles that have no electricity in the drivetrain, if you will, you know, you're run-of-the-mill internal combustion engine. There's a lot that can be done with better engines, better transmissions, mass reduction, improved aerodynamics that allow even conventional vehicles to be clean alternatives moving forward.
Now, the sales for these electric and hybrid vehicles have been marginal. Is there any precise point that you expect to see them really take off?
You know, based on the modeling that we've done at the Union of Concerned Scientists, we don't anticipate that electric vehicles or plug-in hybrid electric vehicles need to be a significant share of the market by 2025 in order to meet the standard. You know, I think hybrid sales are going to pick up in the coming years. But advanced conventional technology vehicles are going to be key to helping manufacturers meet the standards. And you know, really, from where I sit, it doesn't matter what technology the manufacturers employ in order to meet the standard, as long as they're able to do it. And different manufacturers have different approaches. You know, some are pursuing.
We just have a few minutes left, but tell me, what is the standard in 2025? What is the fuel efficiency standard?
So the average window label is going to be in the neighborhood of 36 or 37 MPG. That's the number that most people can relate to, is the MPG and the window label of a new vehicle. The average of all the vehicles sold in 2025 will be in the 36 to 37 MPG territory. The number itself actually is they use a different metric. They use a number 54.5, but they're talking about a fuel economy that nobody really experiences. It's a laboratory-based fuel economy. So the window label, it's going to be in the neighborhood of 36 to 37.
But if you're talking about real efficiency, isn't the hybrid and electric models, isn't that where we need to be pushing more aggressively if you want a real clean energy vehicle?
You know, I'm a huge fan of hybrids. They're a great way to cut emissions and cut the amount of oil that we consume. But they're not the only option. You know, some manufacturers are pursuing electrification very aggressively. Other manufacturers are taking the opposite approach in pursuing conventional technology. You know, Ford with its EcoBoost engine, for example, they're finding ways to cut down on emissions and cut down on oil consumption without going towards hybrid drivetrains, and Mazda is doing something similar. So every automaker is taking its own approach, and I think that's perfectly acceptable as long as in the long run all the manufacturers get where they need to be.
Whatever happened with hydrogen-powered vehicles? I know that was another clean energy option that was considered potentially legitimate. Is that really not a realistic option anymore?
You know, costs are coming down with hydrogen-powered vehicles. A few of the manufacturers are going to be coming out with commercial, commercially available hydrogen models. This is vehicles that have a hydrogen fuel cell on board, and they run on hydrogen. They're going to be coming out within a few years. By and large, the technology costs have come down, although infrastructure challenges remain. So I think they're going to remain a relatively small slice of the market for the foreseeable future.
Do you think then that automakers now across the board are aggressively pursuing fuel efficiency standards to the best of their ability, or is there any resistance on their end?
Traditionally is not the right word. Over the last few decades, there's been a lot of resistance from most companies in the auto industry to improve the efficiency of their fleets. That has, in the last few years, really changed. The industry is now embracing the challenge, and they're putting their engineers to work. And we're already seeing the fruits of that labor with new vehicles that are on showroom floors now that get 40 miles to the gallon on highway, about 30 in the city. And those numbers are only going to go up as manufacturers find other ways to cut the amount of oil that their vehicles consume.
Jim Cleese, he is the Clean Vehicles Research Director for the Union of Concerned Scientists. They're hosting a panel discussion this evening at 7 p.m. titled Made in Michigan, a Clean Energy Future. That is at the Kellogg Conference Center in the Heritage Room. Jim, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Hey, thank you.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about this weekend's shooting at a Sikh temple. But what we're going to focus on is we're going to talk about the religion itself. The media focus, of course, has been on the incident and on this apparently white supremacist shooter. But what we're going to find out more about the Sikh religion, because I think it's something we know, most people know very little about. I certainly would have to be included in that. So that is next. Please hang out with us and check it out. For feedback, too, ccrecap@gmail.com. We will be right back.